Today we're building a Raga vocal layer that actually works like a DJ tool inside an Ableton Live 12 drum and bass arrangement. So this is not about dropping a cool acapella on top and calling it done. The goal is to make the vocal drive the energy, reinforce the groove, and give the tune a clear identity in the mix. In DNB, that matters a lot. A good Raga layer can carry attitude, human feel, and syncopation without needing a full top line. But if you handle it badly, it can instantly clutter the kick, snare, and sub. What we want here is a vocal that feels deliberate, heavy, and club-ready. It should sit in the arrangement like it belongs there. Intro, build, drop punctuation, second half variation. That's the kind of role we're aiming for. Start with the right source. Pick a Raga vocal that has strong consonants, clear attitude, and phrases with a natural rhythmic shape. Once it's on an audio track, trim away the dead space. Cut the silence. Remove breaths that don't help the groove, and get rid of room tone that makes the recording feel muddy. Listen carefully for whether the vocal already has bounce. Some Raga lines naturally swing against a breakbeat. Others are more chant-like and straight. Both can work, but you want enough rhythmic character that the vocal feels alive. If it's too dense, isolate the most rhythmic line and build your hook from that. If it's too sparse, chop smaller words or syllables and create your own call and response. Now turn warp on and choose the warp mode that suits the source. For most Raga vocals, Complex Pro is a safe starting point if you want it to stay natural. If the voice is grainy and percussive, Beats can be great because it keeps the chops sharper. Don't force the vocal into something unnatural. Just get it close to tempo and make a few smart timing moves. This is where tiny shifts matter. Nudge a phrase a little early if you want urgency. Push it slightly late if you want more swagger and weight. In DNB, those little timing decisions change the feel fast. What to listen for here is whether the vocal starts sounding facey, plasticky, or overstretched. If that happens, stop trying to make the whole line behave. Chop it shorter and work with the parts that already feel good. Next, move from vocal clip to vocal instrument. Slice it into performance chunks. Think in one-bar tags, two-bar calls, half-bar responses, one-word hits, and stretch transition tails. That's the DJ-friendly part. We're building recognizable sections that give the track shape and give the crowd something to latch onto. A really useful approach is to keep one copy of a full vocal as reference, then duplicate it and make the chopped version your working edit. Color code the clips if you like. Intro, build, drop, fill. That sounds simple, but it speeds everything up when you come back to the tune later. Now place the vocal against the drums, because this is where the whole thing either works or falls apart. The question is not, does it sound cool? The question is, does it answer the drums? In DNB, the vocal often works best when it leaves space for the snare backbeat, lands right after the snare, or hits as a pickup into the next bar. If every vocal phrase sits on top of every snare, the groove flattens out. If the vocal only appears at strong phrase points, the snare stays authoritative and the vocal feels intentional. What to listen for is this. When the break is playing, does the vocal make the rhythm feel more animated, or does it crowd the beat? If the snare loses impact, move the vocal off the backbeat or shorten the tail. That one adjustment can clean up the whole edit. Now let's shape the tone. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the source. If it's boomy, be ruthless. If it feels boxy, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it sounds harsh or nasal, look around 1.5 to 3 kHz and make a narrow correction. Then add saturator. For Raga vocals in DNB, subtle drive often works better than obvious distortion. A solid starting point is around 2 to 6 dB of drive, with soft clip on if you want a harder edge. This helps the vocal stay present on systems where the drums and bass are doing a lot of heavy lifting. If the phrasing is uneven, add compression after that. Use it to catch peaks and keep the performance stable, not to crush all the life out of it. Medium attack, medium release, and just enough gain reduction to smooth things out. You still want the consonants to punch. At this point, you can choose your favor. If you want a cleaner, more intelligible DJ tool, keep the saturation lighter and the EQ tighter. If you want a rougher, more underground roller vibe, push a little more drive and let the mids get a bit dirtier. Both are valid. The right choice depends on the tune. Why this works in DNB is simple. The vocal has to survive a loud system. The mid-range is where the message lives. If you only make it sound good in solo, it may disappear the second the bass and breaks come back in. Now add a parallel lane for movement and drama. Keep the main vocal fairly direct and create a second path that can be pushed harder. On that lane, Use autofilter, echo, reverb, or a little extra saturation. The idea is to let the parallel chain provide the trails and the transitions, while the main vocal stays readable. A nice move is to sweep an autofilter from roughly 300 Hz up into the 2 to 4 kHz range over a phrase, or give the last word a short echo tail, or add a very short reverb, just to make the phrase bloom before a drop. Keep it restrained. DNB needs quick transitions. If the effects hang over the snare and bass entry for too long, the drop feels late instead of big. If the vocal phrasing is already landing well, print it to auto. Seriously, don't be afraid to commit. Once you've got a strong identity, bouncing it down can make the workflow faster and let you edit it like a proper arrangement element. Then you can tighten the starts, trim the tails, and add fades on every cut so nothing clicks. This is the point where the vocal stops beating a sound source and becomes part of the structure. Build the arrangement with intention. For the intro, use filtered tags and a few space-dry phrases. In the first build, increase the chop frequency and reduce the low end. On the first drop, keep the vocal short and punchy so the snare and bass stay in charge. In the midsection, bring in a more echoed or stretched phrase as a switch-up. On the second drop, change the phrasing or reorder the chops so it feels like a payoff, not a repeat. Use automation to make that arc clear. Auto filter opening over 4 or 8 bars is great. Volume automation on keywords works really well too. And leave negative space on purpose. A bar of silence or near silence before the vocal comes back can make the return feel massive. What to listen for here is whether the vocal helps the listener understand where the next section begins. If it doesn't, simplify. A good DJ-friendly edit needs signposts. It should tell the room, this is where the energy changes. Now check the full low-end picture with the bass line in. This is the test that matters. If the bass is doing movement in the 80 to 200 Hz range, keep the vocal center leaning and monocompatible through the body. Use utility if you need to reduce width. You can widen the effects and air a little, but the core of the phrase should stay stable. If the bass disappears when the vocal enters, that usually means too much low-mid buildup, too much width, or too much reverb tail. Clean that up before you keep adding more processing. Also, don't solo the vocal too much while editing. A vocal can sound amazing alone and still ruin the track in context. Keep checking it with drums and bass active, especially on the snare bars and the drop entry. That's where the truth is. A strong ragga layer in DNB should evolve. If the same phrase, same filter, and same chop pattern stays on loop for too long, the arrangement starts to feel flat. So change the role between sections. Sparse and filtered in the intro, clipped and percussive in the drop, more aggressive or more broken up in the second half, reduced again in the outro so DJs can mix out cleanly. One very useful advanced mindset here is this: decide early whether the vocal is acting like a weapon or like atmosphere. Weapon means tighter edits, drier tone, stronger rhythmic placement. Atmosphere means more space, more filtering, and longer tails. Trying to do both at full strength usually weakens both. If you want a really strong club result, print a dry version and a dirtier version. Use the cleaner one for intro and mix in moments, then switch to the rougher one for the drop. That contrast can make the tune feel way more expensive without changing the source vocal at all. And if you want even more pressure, don't stack 5 different effects. Use one ugly texture well. A single gritty chain often sounds more intentional than a bunch of random tricks. So let's pull it together. Pick a vocal with attitude and clear rhythm. Trim it into usable phrases. Warp it just enough to sit with the tempo, but don't overforce it. Chop it into performance chunks that can act like arrangement markers. Place it against the drum so it answers the beat instead of sitting on top of it. Shape it with EQ, saturation, and light compression. Add a parallel lane for movement. Commit the best version to audio. Then automate the arc so the vocal changes roll across intro, build, drop, and second drop. And always check it in context. Kick, snare, bass, vocal. That's the real test. For your practice, build a 16-bar section where the vocal has a clear job in every 4 bars. Keep the vocal mostly scented. Use only stock Ableton devices. Make one automation move over 8 bars. And ask yourself whether the snare still hits hard, whether the vocal feels like part of the tune, and whether the phrase still makes sense in mono. If you can make that work, you're not just editing vocals anymore. You're designing structure. You're giving the DJ a tool. You're giving the dance floor a memory hook. And you're making the track feel like it belongs on a loud system. Get that first version down. Then push it further with the homework challenge. Make one intro-friendly version and one drop version from the same source. Commit one of them to audio and re-edit it for impact. That's where this starts sounding like a proper D&B record. Now go build it, and trust the groove.